And once again, good morning. We're back here on the mighty 690 KGGF here today on this Monday morning. Hopefully you're having yourself a wonderful morning here today. We are now lined up for our first interview here today. I have got the superintendent of USD 445, Dr. Craig Correll, on with me now. Let's see if he's with us here. Hello, Dr. Correll. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear from you once again. Of course, today, another meeting of the Board of Education, USD 445. So let's go ahead and go over the agenda a little bit, if you don't mind, here today. And then, of course, I'll let you talk about anything you also want to talk about here in a little bit, too. But let's go ahead and start with that agenda and just some of the items that you will be talking about here tonight.
Sure. Our main topic on the agenda tonight is the individual plan study. We call those IPS. And that's part of the Kansas Department of Education, Kansas CAN plan. And so we'll have our lead principal there from RMS and Cook-Henley High School to talk about what those individual plan study are. And essentially what they do is the students sit down with their advisors beginning their second grade year, actually, and then work on that throughout middle school and high school, really trying to hone in on what it is they want to do once they graduate and how they can better select classes along that line.
All righty, for sure. That's good to hear. And, of course, we've got several other items on the agenda as well. Like you said, some action items. Looking to improve some of your recommendations. What can you tell us about that?
I know that we have a computer purchase on there for technology, and that is really just some of the run-of-the-mill computer purchases that we do looking forward to next year and replacing some of those computers that we currently have, making sure that we're keeping those updated both for our students and for our staff. We also have a bid for concrete work. That is part of the work on the Roosevelt Middle School entrance there on the east side. I'm doing some additional concrete work there to make that work for as far as the water flow and everything that goes in, and then the aesthetics as well.
All righty, awesome. That's, again, like I said, good to hear. So, of course, obviously there's always things in motion over at USD 445. Is there anything coming up here over the next few weeks? I know we talk every once in a while, but is there anything here in the next few weeks that we should really be looking forward to?
Well, we know we have prom coming up this coming Saturday, so the walk-in will be there at the front of a high school, like we've always had that. We did have 5 school days this year, which was 5 snow days this year, which was a lot for us, and we actually went over the number of minutes that were required to be there, or went under that requirement of minutes. So we are having to make some of that time up. We added a little bit of time to the end of each school day, and then we're having our teachers come back in for 2 additional days after the last student day. So we really tried to make sure that we didn't change the schedule a whole lot for parents and students. We know how a lot of times they'll plan vacations that first week after school. So we do have our teachers coming back, however, to work a couple of additional days.
Yeah, nobody wants to go too far into the summer there if you can help it. You really want to help make sure that
you're absolutely right. Students, teachers, parents, nobody likes us to go too far into the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's certainly good to hear that you guys are able to kind of work around that with only a little bit of damage here and there. So Dr. Correll, it's always great to hear from you. Of course, once again, the Board of Education meeting is tonight. Is that open to the public?
Yes, it is. It's 5 p.m. at 6:15 Ellis.
All righty. So hopefully we can get a few people out there, of course, for that Board of Education meeting. So, Dr. Correll, it was good talking with you, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in a little while.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All righty. So that was Dr. Craig Correll, superintendent of USD 445. Of course, the Board of Education meeting coming up a little bit later on tonight, April 11th, 5 o'clock over at the Education Center. So what we'll do, we'll go ahead and send it on to the top of the hour here. And then, of course, we'll have Fox News right at 8 p.m. Right at 8 a.m. How about that? We're in the morning. Silly, silly me. Then soon after that, we've got another local newscast, Matt Jordan. He's got that for you coming up at about 8:05, 8:10. It'll be Ask the Expert. We'll have Gary and Charles Skankin from Skank Insurance LLC. But hey, we'll be back in a little while. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.